when people ask me, Jaden, what's the best argument for Christianity? I say the opposite. I say the impossibility of the contrary, because atheism is self-defeating. It doesn't make any sense. Nothing can exist in atheism because they don't even they have no laws of logic. They have no laws of morality or anything. Laws like the laws of motion, they go out. They're done with. Okay, because there's no order. There's only chaos. What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurd, and apparently there is zero evidence for any God, let alone the Abrahamic religion. Check it out.
Well, there is no evidence of a God, but by far the most common argument I get is the first cause, right? What caused all this? And that isn't evidence, because evidence is something that points us to a specific conclusion over any other. Right? Evidence, that's what evidence does. It gets us closer to a specific conclusion, whereas just saying God did it doesn't, right? There is no logic or logical necessity for a God existing as described in the Abrahamic religions or any religion that I know of. In other words, there's nothing that naturalism can't do that theism does better. In fact, I would say naturalism does everything better, explains everything much thoroughly and much better than a theistic approach, and there's too many contradictions and paradoxes entailed with those theistic theodicies. And God isn't a theory. Like, just saying God did it doesn't explain anything, right? A theory holds explanatory power and predictive power. God done did it doesn't explain anything about reality. In every case, the theist is always rationalizing things ad hoc. They're saying, well, we have moral agents, we have design, and we have, you know, a first cause that all explained better by God, right? No, that's ad hoc. There are no predictions being made by God did it. You're just taking a look at all the data and saying, well, that fits my narrative, right? You're not actually making novel predictions about your idea. You're not explaining anything that we couldn't do prior. And that's why there is no evidence for a God, and more importantly, there will never be evidence for theism. Because in every single case, we can just use Occam's razor to posit a more naturalistic approach that does the job better than any theistic approach does or can.
I feel like I just watched a whole, what was that, 2 minutes of just yapping. He kind of strawmanned a lot, but let's just talk about the first cause. He said that that's the best argument that he's heard, yet it still doesn't point to any evidence for a God. And by the way, when an atheist says that there's zero evidence for a God, that's just it's dishonest, okay? Most atheists don't believe that. So it's true. Most atheists do not believe that there is no evidence for a God. They just don't believe that there's sufficient evidence for a God. I haven't seen sufficient evidence for a God is what they'll say. But they'll acknowledge, even the most prominent atheists acknowledge that there are some good arguments, that there is evidence that could point to a uncaused cause, which is exactly what the first cause is. Okay, he said he talked about how the first cause doesn't have to be God. It does. Again, matter, energy, everything like these the laws of all this stuff is that they all have a beginning, right? And they cannot create itself. Okay, so that's two attributes of this of something that happened in the very beginning of time that cannot be explained by naturalism, because naturalism has laws that goes against itself if you say that the universe created itself or that nothing created itself. It doesn't make any sense. It's a contradiction of your own laws. It's a contradiction of your own theory. So to say that there is no evidence for a God and that the first cause cannot be God and that you have a naturalistic perspective on it, let me give you a little hint. You don't have a perspective on it, because it is well known in the scientific community that there is no conclusive consensus on this. There is no consensus in the scientific community about what actually happened in the very beginning. The Big Bang is a theory which, by the way, a lot of scientists who are not theists reject. Okay, a lot of people who claim to be theists or whatever, who also go to a naturalist perspective have many good explanations on this thing that makes so much more sense than nothing created everything, which is what atheism claims. But that's not possible. Okay, that's illogical. As a matter of fact, when people ask me, Jaden, what's the best argument for Christianity? I say the opposite. I say the impossibility of the contrary, because atheism is self-defeating. It doesn't make any sense. Nothing can exist in atheism because they don't even they have no laws of logic. They have no laws of morality or anything. Laws like the laws of motion, they go out. They're done with. Okay, because there's no order. There's only chaos. When did we decide to stop upholding free speech as a basic fundamental right? What's happening at big tech companies sets a huge and dangerous precedent for the future. It doesn't matter what your politics are or who you voted for or what even you believe or what side of the political aisle you find yourself on. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, big tech monopolies and social media sites have instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship. To fight back against these big tech monopolies and their control of the internet, we here at RSBN highly recommend ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches. Video history and everything you click on, they all track it. By building a profile on you and then selling off your sensitive data to people who pay them large amounts of money. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or iPhone or tablet, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, and this makes your activity way more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more important than this is that ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. What I like most about this is how easy it is to use. Look, it just takes one click to protect all of your devices, and that's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Tech Radar. So let's stop allowing big tech companies to revoke you of your right to free speech, and let's revoke their right to your data by heading over to expressvpn.com/RSBN. Again, that's expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you head over to that link, you'll get 3 months free, and you'll also be kept safe from these cyber bullies who want your data. Again, that's expressvpn.com/RSBN. Guys, stay safe on the internet, and let's get back to the video. He said a theory has to have predictive power, right? Which is funny, okay? Because you can't know anything without God, really, because, again, I'm presupposing that, which is fair. But he said that you have to have predictive power. Let's talk about this then, because we have a theory that says God created everything. He is a natural God. He's a God of order. And so he created everything with order. You believe in a theory called macroevolution, where you cannot test that. You cannot test macroevolution, what has happened in the last 4 billion years. The Big Bang, you cannot test a Big Bang, okay? You said by your own theory that you have to be able to predict it. But if there is no creator, then nature has no laws. There's no natural laws like the Newton's law. That does not exist because there's no objectivity. Okay, there's no or that's what you but you do assume it. You assume the law, but I would ask, why do you assume that? Why do you assume order in nature? Why do you assume all of these things as an atheist? It doesn't match up with, of course, the Big Bang theory. Again, nothing creating everything does not create order and laws with nature. The Big Bang theory, an explosion, does not create order, doesn't create a perfect nature where you have the perfect distance from the sun. You have the water cycle, and you have DNA, and you have all these things. That comes from poof? And you think we're the ones who are illogical here? Predictive power, you say. How do you predict anything that you believe? How do you know tomorrow that the sun's going to rise? How do you know that, truly? How do you know that gravity is not just going to stop? You know, how? And I want you to prove it to me, because any predictive power that you have can just be washed away, right? However, as Christians know that we can know what nature's going to do. We can know what's going to happen tomorrow, that the sun's going to rise, because we know what our creator is, who our creator is, and that he made it, and that he's a God, and he's an all-powerful God who is capable of these things and made things with such an order. You believe that it all came from nothing, which is the sad part, because you cannot predict that. That is a theory that is self-defeating. It makes zero sense. Predictive power, I just never... And then he even said, he had the audacity to say that naturalism describes everything better than theism, including every... Like, he literally said there's nothing that he can think of that naturalism cannot explain better than theism. But that completely negates millions of professing miracles across the world in the last 2,000 years. That means you're calling all of these millions, potentially billions of people, definitely billions of people over the course of history, liars. Because it's one thing to be deceived about a miracle, it's another thing to lie about it. So all these people are just lying about these miracles that you know everything about, okay? Which is funny, because atheists are basically that, like they're gods. There's zero evidence for a god. You know there's no god. For you to know that, you have to be God yourself. Okay, you have to know everything to know that there is no God. However, Christians don't have to know everything to know that God exists, because God has revealed himself to us, right? That's the difference in our world beliefs. Another thing about this as well, he said that, I want to go back to how theism cannot explain. How do you explain laws of logic? How do you explain the laws of nature? How do you explain any order in the universe? I want to use one, for example, DNA, okay? Think about the complexities of DNA. From day one, from conception, everything that is written about you is already written down, right? As a matter of fact, this is a naturalistic belief as well. This is scientific. This isn't my claim on this. But science says that DNA is literally a language. It's literally a language. It's a written language about who you are. That's what science says, okay? From day one, it determines how tall, your hair color, what color you are, your eye color, your facial structures, everything that is there to be about you, it's already in your DNA from day one. My question is, who wrote it? Did the bacteria that evolutionized into fish and then into birds and then into to walking mammals that evolutionized into Homo sapiens sapiens and then eventually the DNA just figured out how to do it? No, that's ridiculous. That's called an illogical argument. That's also called something that is dumb. Okay, it doesn't make any sense. And it also, again, it doesn't match up with your own belief about nature in itself. Again, if you believe in predictive power, in that example, DNA is unpredictable. If we take the macroevolution side to things, that is unpredictable. The most unpredictable thing I can think of. How does a fish turn into a bird? Who could predict that? Who has the predictive power here, sir? Again, I can say that humans are going to be humans tomorrow, and that the sun's going to come up tomorrow, and that the trees are going to be blowing, and that everything is still going to be green, and the sky is going to be blue. You cannot 100% say that, sir, because you have zero predictive power. Because if atheism is true, nothing is true, which is self-defeating, right? Anyway, that's going to be the video. I could talk about this all day. I'm going to recommend you guys some books if you want to read into this stuff. Again, I'm not the best at articulating it. I've looked into it a little bit. I've kind of been focusing more on theology and less apologetics for the last year or so, but... I highly recommend I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist by Frank Turek. I actually just had dinner with him about a month ago. He came down to speak at Auburn. So I highly recommend that. Or if you want to watch his lecture, you can watch it on YouTube or crossexamine.org. I also highly recommend watching some debates between William Lane Craig and your favorite atheist. You can choose your favorite atheist. William Lane Craig has a lot of good stuff. Another good guy, too, who I want to go ahead and recommend, Ken Ham. Ken Ham has a lot of good stuff. I went to his Noah's Ark Museum very recently. He has a lot of good stuff on evolution, even race, who we are as people, and obviously apologetics as well, which he has kind of some combined work with William Lane Craig, Frank Turek, and the like, and stuff like that. I highly recommend More Than a Carpenter. It kind of tells you who Jesus is. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of good books by these guys that focus on particular topics. So again, if you're a reader, if you want to learn about this stuff, it's out there, okay? Anyone who stands before God in the end times and says, I did not have enough evidence for you, that's their fault. They have no excuse. It's out there, y'all. And honestly, creation speaks to itself, okay? Creation points to a creator, okay? A book points to an author, all right? A building points to a builder. So how do you know that God exists? Look at yourself. You're the evidence of a personal, loving God. That'll be the video. Thank you guys for watching. Have a good rest of your week. Stay safe and God bless. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our local channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. If you're on YouTube, hit subscribe. And you can now find Let It Be Heard on all platforms. So search us up on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, all that. Check us out, and God bless.